Jazz, 91.9, the Jazz of the City. Jamal Ahmed here, and we are about to talk about an event that's happening this weekend here in Atlanta. Actually, on Saturday, September the 14th, over there at the Masquerade Music Park, the One Music Fest, and it's featuring some really, really incredible artists like Snoop Lion, Goody Mob, Amel LaRue, Pete Rock, Luke James, Guapale. And this young lady who is sitting right in front of me is actually going to be one of the wonderful host of this event, and she's a legend here in Atlanta. And I was just telling her that we sure do miss her because she doesn't reside here in Atlanta anymore. She's actually out in Los Angeles. And I want to welcome Joy. How you doing, Joy?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's a blessing to see you and to have you back in the ATL. And I know there's so much I want to talk to you about what's going on with you. But first of all, how are you doing now?
I'm doing well. Yeah. I'm doing well. It's good to be back in the A for a little bit.
Yeah, you had a great event last night.
I did. We did. Yeah, at the Music Room.
Okay.
On Edgewood, an event called Instrumental. And me and the brother Chili O, modern day Renaissance man, put it together, co-curated it, and beautiful cross-section of artists from all different genres of music and generations of music as well. It was fantastic.
Well, you know what, that what you just said leads right into what I wanted to talk about, because when you look at the lineup for the One Music Fest, mm-hmm. it really represents what you were just talking about, mm-hmm. a wonderful cross-section. Mm-hmm. And when I think about you, it seems like you're like that artist that was the first artist, at least in my opinion, in the 90s, that was setting off this new renaissance of artists kind of blurring lines between genres. Mm-hmm. When I first got your album, Pendulum Vibe, mm-hmm. What was that, 93, 94. It was something that was purely unique. Talk about your musical ethos and how do you view music?
I view music as one of the purest forms of expression and one of the most powerful and most unifying forms of expression, in my opinion, more than any other artistic medium. It does more to propel things. It can do more to create and more to destroy. It has all-encompassing power. You know, sound travels and travels and travels and never stops traveling. It keeps traveling to mm-hmm. distance and space and universe. And for me, whenever I create and any music that I bring forward, I'm acutely aware that that's the type of power that it has. I'm always acutely aware that it's gonna ripple, you know, far beyond the moment that I'm creating it. My personal path with music has just always been one of, ever since I was little, just one of being very honest and to tell the truth, my truth as I see it, and to be fearless about it, and to have the courage to, you know, share it personally with people. And when I say share it, I mean have the courage to perform it, to bring it to people so that they can feel it.
Right, right. And
that's been, you know, my story with music the whole time. Like, I haven't deviated from that. That's been my creative process. That's been what I've brought forward since the beginning.
Yeah, and I mean, when I look at your journey, because your journey has been one that's been full of colors and mm-hmm. and different sounds and different styles. I mean, from you kind of bringing this energy from, say, like that Bette Davis mm-hmm. energy, to even like doing something with Lucy Pearl. Mm-hmm. You've always been able to just fit in any music scenario. Mm-hmm. Has that been a blessing or a curse?
Oh, that's definitely been a blessing. Yeah, it's been a blessing. The curse part would probably be that I'm extremely fluid and fluent in all music styles. So when I create for myself, sometimes it's hard for me to zero in on one particular style. So everything just ends up being this, you know, this musical goulash kind of. And musical goulash is a little hard to package and market and sell.
Yeah.
On a massive scale.
On a
massive scale it is. But those who know. Those who support. Those who get it.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. And you got a lot of people who get it globally. But let's talk about this festival because this is going to be really fun. I mean, I've been going for the past, 2 years,
okay.
I know for myself. Mm-hmm. And this one has gotten, you know, I mean, it's huge right
now.
I mean, you look at the lineup. What I really love, though, about the lineup, like I said before, the fact that you have the reunion of Goody Mob.
Yes.
Which is, I mean, they're like ATL royalty.
Absolutely.
Like, you guys are in the same court.
Absolutely.
But then you have people like Joey Badass.
Yes.
Who is this kind of young guy who represents the new, you know, he's a teenager. But he represents the new energy in hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still kind of got that old spirit.
He does. Yeah. And rhyming.
Yeah. And all these artists kind of have an old kind of spirit thing while presenting something new, even Quadrant and all these bands.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to with the One Music Festival?
What am I looking forward to? Honestly, I think I'm really looking forward to seeing Goody because I haven't seen Goody.
Really?
In a number of years. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Are you excited to hear the new material?
I am excited to hear the new material. I've heard the single featuring Janelle, which I really love, and I love how the four of them come so hardcore on the track equally.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the even distribution
of
that. But I haven't heard anything else. I've heard good things. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking forward to seeing them.
Well, I mean, since you're going to be on a stage hosting, I mean, is there any possibility of you doing something?
Oh, I doubt it. I
you know I had to ask.
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll see what happens.
If the spirit moves.
Hey, you already know. Like, if the spirit says, then I'm going to obey the spirit.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, you know, I want to ask you a few more things before you head out of here. But I want to talk about what's happening with you now because you're out in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And we in Atlanta, we have to be extremely proud and thankful that we have events like this because this is what makes Atlanta, the One Music Fest, this is what makes Atlanta unique.
Yes.
Talk about being out in Los Angeles and what you've learned from being involved in that scene.
Los Angeles historically was not a place that I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
but honestly, I hadn't given the city as a whole a real chance because all the years that I was out there working, I was really only in West Hollywood. In Hollywood. That was really all that I saw of the city. And after having been out there now for a while, it's a beautiful city. And it's a massive city. It's huge. And it's lots of different pockets of artistic and cultural diversity. And I love that about the city. That's what I love the most. I love the diversity that's there. And I would like to see that happen. I didn't realize how black and white Atlanta was, or the South for that matter, because I was born and raised in Nashville, literally spent half of my life in Nashville, half of my life in Atlanta.
Right.
So I didn't realize how incredibly black and white it was until I went out there and lived and I saw how these cultures enrich one another.
Right.
And support one another out there. They do. People are able to live full, thriving lives, never becoming mainstream artists in Los Angeles. They support one another out there. You know, they do. I hear people that have lived there and grown up, they're like, oh, we we don't have as much unity as we should. I was like, I think y'all are doing pretty good in the unity department. Like, everything I've seen, I see thriving adult underground scenes that are not kiddie or underdeveloped or corny or you know, pseudo good. No, they're good. Like, they're rich. It's I really like it. And it was the scene that I was able to kind of plug into immediately when I got out there. And they do a lot of cross sectioning.
Yeah.
Like, fluidly. You know, it happens. There more could happen. What LA is lacking is LA is lacking some unapologetic blackness. LA is lacking that.
Well, I mean, a city that produces a band like Fishbone has to possess that type of spirit.
And they have it, but it's a lot of it's kind of angst ridden. It's something to be said about having been raised in the South,
right,
and coming from the South and knowing what that means. It's something I almost can't describe, but mm-hmm. I can feel it. I feel the difference on the people out there than I do here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I feel like I'm an ambassador.
And you are.
When I'm there. And I am. Yeah. You know, but and I really feel that, and I've really taken that on, you know, since I've been out there. And that has worked for me. And people are receptive to it because they do know, I think kind of off the top, they realize that it's, you know, it's authentic.
Yeah.
You know.
And it's real.
Yeah, it's real. It's authentic. I ain't playing. I'm not posturing. Like, this is what it is.
This is what it is.
This is what
you're
it
always
is.
Gonna get that.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
time, every time.
Yeah.
And of course I know we're gonna get that at the One Music Festival.
Absolutely.
With you on the main stage. You'll be hosting the main
mm-hmm.
stage.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have to remind folk that if they wanna find out how to purchase tickets, they could go to onemusicfest.com/tickets. And yeah, and check out all this great, I mean, all these great acts from, like I said, Snoop Lion. I actually kind of want to see him just to see this thing live.
No, you know what? I do want to see Snoop as well. Yeah, I want to see the Snoop Lion incarnation.
Yeah.
Like, what is that?
It's
like,
and live, you know, like,
and
how,
live.
How does this work out live? And of course, my boy is Goody Mob, who actually, was it the night? No, I think it was, De La Soul. I saw you, De La Soul.
Fishbone.
And Fishbone.
And Goody.
And Goody at the Roxy, the night that Tupac
passed.
The night
that Tupac died.
Very, very powerful moment.
Yeah.
And so it's good to see just everybody coming back and his spirit still alive in the 21st century.
Mm-hmm.
Joey, we're going to head on out of here.
Okay.
And I thank you so much for coming
so
on down.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And I wish you guys could see this hat that she's wearing right now, because it's just got so much flavor. I can't even describe it. But it's a hat that Joy would wear. So awesome.
Thank you, Jamal.
You know what? I want to, can we go out of here with the song that blew me away when I first got hip to you? And I bought the tape at Turtles.
At Turtles?
I bought the tape at Turtles. And I put this song on, and it just messed me up.
Aww.
Sunshine in the Rain. Can we do that? Can we go
absolutely.
That far back?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, to the beginning.
To the beginning.
Yes.
And, of course, we want to remind you that this is Joy representing the One Music Fest is happening on Saturday, September the 14th, over at the Masquerade Music Park. Again, if you want to find out more about tickets, onemusicfest.com/tickets. This is Sunshine and the Rain by Joy. God bless you, man.
Oh, thank you.